Buffalo River Works President Doug Swift says the first phase of the project is expected to cost $15 million. Plans include renovating some of the vacant GLF grain elevator and construction of a mixed-use facility with two ice rinks, bars, restaurants, and a 5,000-seat concert entertainment venue. Swift says he and his partner, Earl Ketry, are, quote, wildly enthusiastic about the property's potential.
And we're thrilled that the Buffalo Planning Board saw that as well. And we're excited about the, you know, being able to demonstrate how we can coexist with our industrial neighbors who have, you know, shown some concerns that we respect and understand.
The neighbors, including General Mills and St. Mary's Cement, are concerned the project could pose a safety risk to the public and their employees.
It's been pretty quiet out there in Kelly Island for the past 50 years. Prior to that, you know, it was a beehive of activity out there with boats and trucks and trains and cars and people on foot.
While Riverworks will be close to existing industries, Swift says it will be segregated from areas where security is an issue. He says the first event for 900 people is already booked for 2015, and their target audience is way beyond Western New York.
We believe that what is happening in the city is creating a critical mass of entertainment, hospitality, and tourism destinations. We think we're going to add a major piece to that puzzle.
Swift says Riverworks is fully funded and ready to go. He says they hope to be open for business with construction underway this summer and be completed in less than a year from now. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.